Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Wednesday, October 24th, 2018. We have about 18 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory for rough conditions on the Columbia River Bar through this evening. On the Columbia River Bar, which is the area right at the mouth of the river where the massive Columbia slams into the Pacific Ocean, general seas, 6 to 7 feet through early tomorrow and then reaching 12 feet on Thursday afternoon. So we see this around this time of year as our fall weather pattern kicks in, sliding into our winter weather pattern where the seas just become rougher. And so the transits for ships coming across the Pacific and on that great circle route that takes them past the Aleutians and down along the west coast to here, conditions become really difficult, and people don't get a lot of sleep. And when they get in here and they get to sit in the anchorage for a bit, as ships generally do, they get an opportunity to sort of slow down a little bit and stop rocking back and forth. I mean, imagine if the room that you were in, that you were working in and living in and sleeping in, was constantly in motion, rolling from one side to another. That would be quite an adjustment for most of us. So we're going to have seas about a dozen feet high on the Columbia River Bar. During those max ebb current times, we could have seas up to 15 feet. Those are happening around 5:30 p.m., around 5:45 tomorrow morning, about every 12 hours. Small craft advisory in effect overall for winds through Friday evening. South winds 5 to 10 knots overall in our marine weather forecast, but they're gusting to 20 knots. Wind waves from the south 3 feet high at 4 seconds, west swell 7 feet at 8 seconds apart. Patchy, dense fog early in the morning, but we're in a rainy pattern. That's just kind of the way it's going right now. And today we're going to talk a little bit about a NOAA research vessel that recently returned from a 243-day voyage around the world. And that's a long time to be at sea. So I thought I'd talk with you a little bit about how long do vessels stay at sea when they go out, and why do they do that? And historically, how long have vessels stayed at sea since ships have been sailing for a long, long time? So we'll talk about that in just a minute. First, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 4 inbounders, 5 in the Astoria Anchorage, 9 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. The Kembulk Lindy Alice is our first arriving from Taiwan, headed for the port of Vancouver. She's a petroleum tanker. She'll pass Astoria maybe around 11:30 this morning. About 6 hours later, you'll see her off Vancouver. The Sea Lady is arriving from China, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. Probably a wheat ship. She's a bulk carrier. And she'll arrive there at about 5:30 p.m. today. And looks like she'll be there for a little bit. No clear idea when she's heading upriver yet. She could be waiting for a berth to open up, and that's why she's waiting here in our anchorage. The Iris Lady is a car carrier arriving from Japan. She's headed to the Port of Portland, bringing in Hondas, but probably leaving with at least some Fords on board, headed for Asia. The Momo Glory is next inbound. She is a bulk carrier from Japan, headed for the Astoria Anchorage, maybe arriving around 10:30. Probably wheat will be her cargo. That is the predominant cargo right now at this time of harvest time of year for bulk carriers coming into the Columbia River. And that handy size bulk carrier that it's called in the vernacular, is about 600 and something feet long. It has those cranes on deck that look like uprights on there. They're referred to colloquially in the industry as stick ships because of those sticks that you see on the horizon, which are those cranes. The cranes are used to, they can rotate, they have booms on them, and they're used to load and unload cargo. In the Astoria Anchorage, we have the Nord Pluto. She's leaving the anchorage, headed for Kalama to pick up corn, soy, or wheat, heading out about 8:30 this morning. About 5 hours later, she'll reach Kalama. The BTG Matterhorn is headed for Kalama to pick up wheat at about, she left at about, let's see, what are we today? She'll be there till tomorrow, and she'll head out early in the morning tomorrow to head upriver, and then to head to Kalama to pick up that wheat. So she'll be leaving about 1 a.m. And we have the Palma Boker, the Golden Ayonari, and the Ivy Alliance. All those vessels are in the anchorage. Probably they're not departing yet. They'll head upriver eventually, over sometime over the next days, or sometimes ships stay out there for quite a while. I mean, when something, when ship is out there for weeks, there's something wrong. Maybe mechanical problems, or they've failed an inspection, or something's going on there. But generally, ships will stay anywhere from a few hours to a day or so out there in the anchorage. The ATB Dublin C is leaving. She's in our outbound list today, leaving Portland. She's got refined petroleum as her cargo, leaving around 1 a.m. She might pass Astoria outbound, probably already has at about 7 a.m. And the USNS Mercy, I love this ship. She's so interesting. She is a hospital ship. She's white with red crosses painted on the side. She is actually a military sea lift command vessel in that she's owned by the Navy but operated by civilians. And she's a hospital ship that travels all around the world. She's been up at the Swan Island shipyard, maybe getting some outfitting maintenance done there. But she travels all over the world on humanitarian missions, and she for the U.S. Navy. So you might see her. She's supposedly going to has headed out of Portland by about 7 this morning, so that would put her in passing our area, maybe about 1 p.m. past Astoria. The Global Endeavor is heading out of Longview with logs about 3 p.m., so maybe 6:30 passing Astoria. The Pyxis Leader is leaving Portland with Toyotas on board at about, she's a car carrier, at about 3 p.m., so 9 p.m. outbound past Astoria. The Mayataka Arrow is leaving at about 4 p.m. She's got soda ash headed out of the port of Portland. The Latika Nari is leaving Portland with weed on board at about 6:30 p.m., so about 12:30 past midnight. She will pass Astoria outbound. And the Patience Lake is heading out of the port of Portland with potash on board at about 10 p.m. The Global Gold is leaving Vancouver. I think she might have bentonite clay on board, which is a very absorbent clay that I love to say is used for kitty litter, but it's used for a lot of other things too, industrially. Anything that needs it, you can pull sediment out of wine with bentonite clay because it gathers sediment in a liquid and encapsulates it and pulls it out of a liquid. The New Boundary is heading out of Vancouver. She's a wheat ship, leaving around 11 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 5 in the morning. Well, I found this interesting article on gcaptain.com, one of my favorite places to go when I'm just scanning for maritime news to share with you. And I found this story about an oceanographic research vessel that's operated by NOAA. It's the Ronald H. Brown. And she recently returned to South Carolina to her home port of Charleston after being at sea for 243 days. That's about 8 months. She was conducting scientific research and servicing buoys that inform global weather, climate, and ocean forecasting. She sailed about close to 45,000 miles, made ports of call in South Africa, the Seychelles, India, Australia, and Hawaii, and had on board international partner scientists and even school children in some places. So this is a very interesting article in general. You can go read about it at gcaptain.com. But I wanted to talk a little bit about how long vessels stay at sea. You know, so I think that you can sort of broadly look at that ships and vessels that are working, commercial vessels like bulk carriers, research vessels, they stay at sea for as long as it takes to do their work. So they are work-focused vessels. They're not recreational. And so they have a job to do, and they stay out as long as they need to do it. So, for instance, a ship leaving Japan, say, or a car carrier leaving Japan, delivering cars here, or a ship coming here from Japan to pick up wheat, is going to take about 2 weeks because that's how long it takes to get from Japan on the Great Circle route here to the Columbia River. So I would say that some research I did in the 1800s, a vessel sailing out of New York, sailing for Europe, would take about 6 weeks to get there. But ships really do, it depends on how fast when sailing ships. So the clipper ships were pretty fast. They could go about 17 knots when they were going quickly. But going at sea to do work was, say, fishing boats now stay out as long as they need to get their catch. They can be out for the day. They can be out for longer than that, however long it takes to do their business. Whaling ships were the ones who stayed out the longest. 6 months to 4 years was typical for whalers in the 1800s, and the longest ship that I could find of a whaler that stayed out was one that was at sea for 11 years continuously, a long time to not get to go home. You've been listening to The Ship Report, show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.